B-Pod Studios.
You know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
And a good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday.
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 5:39. You give up?
Yes, I've given up a long time ago.
Okay, Brian, I can't say this guy's name, and he's the MVP. He also, do you need the, going to try one more time?
Yeah, I'll try it one more time.
Here it is. He won the MVP, the NBA championship last night, scoring 50 points, and I can't pronounce his name.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Close.
Are we getting close, Brian?
Giada De Laurentiis.
Nailed it.
All right.
Yeah. Brian, how do you say this guy's name?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he's good.
Giannis.
Greek.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Well, it's all Greek to me.
Yeah, he's the Greek freak.
I'm going with Giada De Laurentiis.
Giada De Laurentiis.
And a little bruschetta.
The bruschetta al dente.
Well, congratulations, Giannis.
Yeah, the Greek freak. That's
yeah,
all.
That's all you need.
Just go with that. That's a great name. Scattered thunderstorms during the morning. Widespread this afternoon. There goes my first sailing lesson.
But I think it's very sweet that you're taking sailing lessons. Like, what about Bob? I'm a sailor. I'm sailing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
The vessel is shoeworthy. yes. I think it's exciting.
It's sweet. I'm excited. Look, here's the deal. You know, I sailed a little bit when I was in the Navy with my friend, Dana, who is from Woods Hole. But I let him captain all the time, so I never got a chance to be the captain.
Now's your chat. You're the captain now.
Now I can be the captain. My own vessel. Okay?
Well.
All right?
Yeah, look at, hey, sailing today, Jeff Bezos tomorrow.
It could be. My boat will have a different shape to it. I promise you that.
Thank you.
Wow. Was that
thank
what everybody was that. Talking about? Was the shape of the space rocket yesterday?
It was a pretty pathetic display of something.
I heard people talking about him yesterday saying, you really didn't fly. You were strapped in.
Exactly.
And there was no pilot, was there?
No.
No.
No, you just strap yourself in.
It was like a very expensive Six Flags ride.
Yeah. Really was.
You know? That's
you know
it.
You can go to Disney and they have this zero gravity rocket ride. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
The same G-Force.
Yeah, and, I mean, it costs a little less to go to Disney.
Right.
But not much.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, billionaires.
And also, can we just talk very quickly about that hat?
It's too big for his head.
Yeah, somebody needs to.
What do they say in Texas?
All hat, no cattle.
No cattle at all.
I think that's what that was all about.
That's not a good look for that dude.
All hat.
He's supposed to be the space cowboy. Is that what Bezos is?
He's Maurice, yeah.
You can have your space cowboy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, congrats. That was fun. Best 9 minutes of his life. I'm guessing. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would guess.
All right. Thunderstorms tonight down to 63. It gets better tomorrow. Sunny and 80 tomorrow. And Brian, Skinner tickets today? What do we have?
We're giving away the free ticket. Hall & Oates.
9 o'clock. Okay. Hall & Oates, free ticket frenzy continues. Be listening for the cue to call when you settle into work just after 9. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more of my best friend's girlfriend. Hey, it's National Hot Dog Day.
Yay.
Just putting that little, you know, thought in your head. It's National Hot Dog Day. So there you go.
All right. I love hot dogs.
That's a good day for it, too, right? All
bologna
right.
Bologna is basically a hot dog pancake, just so you know.
I never looked at it that way.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
So when you people make fun of my bologna sandwiches, I'm like, I just ironed a hot dog.
Okay, that's good. All right.
You feel dumb.
Iron. Boy, didn't she. Okay, LBF, other than National Hot Dog Day, what is going on?
Well, it's 67 degrees in Boston. Governor Charlie Baker is urging the state legislature to distribute federal coronavirus relief funds quickly. He says the money can be used to address substance abuse, housing and workforce development, and other priorities. All lanes on 93 South are reopening today after an oversized vehicle hit an overpass on Monday. While the highway will be reopened, officials say it will take months to fully repair the Roosevelt Circle overpass. The driver has been fined for driving an overheight vehicle. Apparently just $200, but maybe the state will sue the company. Anyway, fans have a new option to help a YouTube channel they enjoy. It's called Super Thanks, and it allows people to give cash to the content creators they follow. YouTube, however, will take 30% of the Super Thanks tip revenue. Anyway, in sports, last night's game between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays was postponed due to thunderstorms in the Buffalo area. The Sox wrap up their series with the Blue Jays later tonight. The U.S. women's gymnastics team is moving out of the Olympic Village. They think it's safer to stay in a nearby hotel due to a surge in COVID cases. President Biden...
They don't like those cardboard beds,
no,
either.
No, I know.
Right?
Yeah, President Biden is paying tribute to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 5 months after they won the Super Bowl, singling out Tom Brady with praise. And the Bucks are the NBA champs for the first time in 50 years, beating the Suns 105-98.
That's pretty cool. You like to see the smaller teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Weather today, scattered thunderstorms during the morning, more widespread this afternoon, potential for severe thunderstorms, a high of 84.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Dunkin'. Start summering with Dunkin's new Sunrise Batch hot or iced coffee. It's bright and balanced, full body blend that's sourced from Kenya and Latin America. America runs on diet. I didn't know that. I have to try that.
Who knew?
It's the morning batch, so if you're in the drive-thru, ask for that. Tell them we sent you.
Okay.
I love that. Okay. What's cool, LBF?
Oh, if you like to slip and slide, do I have the place for you to go?
Slip and slide.
Yep.
Okay. Well, who doesn't like slipping and sliding?
Well, I mean...
Unless you're driving.
Unless you're driving. Right. Yes, that's okay. True.
I like a slip and
You'd
slide.
You'd like to hurl your body on a slip and slide. That's
better.
What I'm talking about.
There we go. Okay. Coming up. Brian, what do you got?
Well, I actually got this one from my son. They've added new words to dictionary.com. Just so you know what the kids are talking about, I'll tell you what some of them are.
These are fun. You need to know these.
Yeah. You're like, right? What did you say?
Okay. it's National Hot Dog Day. All right. So I will share with you a hack that I was totally unaware of, but find that a lot of people do it, and I don't think you do it, LBF. I don't think... Brian might do it.
Okay.
And I don't do this.
You don't?
With a hot dog. Yeah.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
All righty. Okay. Well, the world's largest slip and slide has debuted in Lehigh County.
Pennsylvania.
Bear Creek Mountain Resort. That's kind of a famous resort, right?
Yeah. It's one of those, like, Wolf Lodge. What is that Wolf Lodge called?
Great Wolf Lodge. Great,
it's like that, one of those places.
Anyway, you guys... It is the world's largest inflatable slip and slide tubing course featuring more than 1.5 miles of water slides on more than 20 courses down one of Lehigh Valley's largest mountains at Bear Creek Mountain Resort. And it's open till September 6th.
A mile and a half?
Yeah. Participants ages 4 and up will have unlimited access to the slide the slopes in 2-hour increments. And tickets are sold based on arrival times. And it's $35.
Seems like you're just out of control for a mile and a half.
Exactly.
Right? Just
slipping and sliding.
Flopping.
I mean, it's inflatable, so you're not going to get like...
No, you won't get hurt as long as you
don't go fast.
You know, bumping into other people.
Oh, my God.
But that's fun.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, no, it'd be great.
Anyway, there you go.
Would it be weird for an adult male to go in his...
I feel like, but I'm sure there are a lot of you out there.
Yeah. Yeah, where are your kids, sir?
Yes. We're a reasonable bathing suit.
Having a hot dog. Well, yeah, please.
Okay, please.
Boy, did I see some yesterday in Hampton.
Right?
Don't even...
Bomb City.
You don't want to know.
Tushy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, Brian, what do you have?
All right. So, you know, I was in the car the other day, and my son used the word yeet. I'm like, what are you talking about, Sam? He goes, hey, they added it to dictionary.com. It's a real word. I'm like, I don't think it is, buddy. And
yeet?
Yeet.
Use it in a sentence.
It has been added to the dictionary.com. Yeet is, it's kind of a... You can use it as an enthusiasm, an expression of enthusiasm, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'll be yelling yeet when the Patriots go back to the Super Bowl, you know? Or it can be used as a verb, like means to throw or move forcefully. Mm. Somebody just yeeted that water bottle out into the crowd.
Got it.
You know, or just to move forcefully. My cat yeeted out of here in a big hurry. So when your kids say that, it sounds weird. But it's now on dictionary.com, so yeet. I guess,
Or any other words?
Oof. Which is another just oof. Exclamation.
Oof
just
got
like,
in?
Like just oof.
Yeah.
You know?
That's an oldie, but
you know how to use that.
It is
oof.
An
oldie.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a ton of stuff to do this week. And some Silver Fox.
Oh, now Silver official. Fox.
Yeah.
Finally made.
And Zaddy.
don't know what Zaddy is.
Which is an attractive man who's also stylish, charming, and self-confident.
Oh, that's
well,
like
no
a
wonder
daddy.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a daddy
yeah.
who's hip, right?
Right, a Zaddy.
Zaddy.
So there you go.
All right.
Use those words and annoy your kids.
I think oof is what they'll say. Stop. Like, oof, Dan. Okay, it's National Hot Dog Day, and I can't believe this fun fact. I never knew this. 75% of people say they put the they prefer putting the condiments on the hot dog first, right? Mm-hmm. So it's bottom. They put it on the bun, I should say.
Yep.
Then the hot dog on top, like a naked hot dog, just lying on a bed of condiments.
I don't think there's anything sexier.
Wow. I don't think so.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest.
No, it didn't work for you?
I mean, when you put it that way, no, Bob.
Yeah, just lying on a bed. Well, this lady can...
How do you maybe, like your hot dogs? Naked and lying on a bed of condiments.
Well, I just, that's...
like my men. I like my hot dogs like my men.
Okay. Yeet. No, oof. Oof. Okay. Let's hear this lady explain it to us, okay?
Okay.
Dress the dog,
yeah.
Not a bun. Ah. Wet condiments like mustard and chili are applied first, followed by chunky condiments like relish, onions, and sauerkraut, followed by shredded cheese, followed by spices like celery salt or pepper. Mm. And perhaps the cardinal rule, never, ever put ketchup on a hot dog after the age of 18. We all have to grow up sometime. And besides, legend has it that within the city limits of Chicago, you could be arrested for such an offense.
That's true, the ketchup. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Brian, is that how you have your hot dog?
Yeah, I put the stuff in, because then you don't get it like all over your upper lip when you try to eat the dog.
I don't like
you
it. I know what you're trying to do.
It's easier.
But you eat with your eyes. Am I right?
I
so
use
you,
my mouth,
you want to
but...
see the? Yeah, yeah.
I'm a.
All right, you want to see
I'm
that coming at you?
Person,
you prefer it on top.
But now I'm changing my mind.
Seriously, you're gonna try it on
top? Yeah, because I want my hot dog naked on a bed of condiments.
Well, okay,
that's great. I have a new line.
I still
change your world.
Prefer mine on top.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, you know, that I like to see what I'm eating. Yeah, it's coming at you. And you see
see all of the layers?
Yeah, mustard, bro.
I just like to be surprised.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Let me know how it feels on our taste. is it National Hot Dog Day?
You got a problem.
No, now I do. You made it weird.
No,
I was
you
just
made it weird.
Talking hot dogs.
You said naked first.
Oof, that's right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 628. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Wednesday, the 21st of July. History fact, today, now yesterday, the Armstrong, right, landed on the moon, and Buzz Aldrin. But today's the day they blasted off the moon.
Oh.
It's one thing to get there, but you still want to go home, right?
Right.
So could you imagine that?
Yeah.
Let's hope this thing starts.
You hope this puppy starts.
I know, right?
Because if it didn't...
That's it.
You know, Nixon already had a speech prepared.
Oh, he did?
If the rocket wouldn't blast off and meet up, you know, the lunar module wouldn't meet with who was going around, who was orbiting there, the moon.
John Glenn, wasn't he up there?
No. Of course I know his name. Yeah. See, that's the problem with being the third guy. Michael Cooper? Michael, no. Anyway.
I don't know. Anyway.
So Nixon had a speech prepared.
Oh.
Somebody listening knows.
Right.
Had a speech prepared that, you know, they died doing what they wanted to do, and it's a tragedy.
Had nothing to worry about. It's all in a soundstage, right?
Michael Collins. Is that what you said?
Oh, my God.
Right. A soundstage.
Yeah,
all right, Capricorn.
All right.
Capricorn one. Anyway. No, but could you imagine that? Like Brian said, you better hope this puppy starts.
Right.
Because it was a 3-2-1 all
right. Did anybody leave the blinker on? I mean, the battery?
Oh, jeez.
They had to put that finger on that
button. Right, you never know.
You better hope. Up it went. And Mike Collins is going, hey.
Action.
Where you been? All right, fine. You. I don't like it when you sow the seeds of doubt to the three fine Americans.
It's so fun, though. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do the real Hollywood. What's coming up?
Oh.
Dirt.
Okay. Why was Dolly Parton dressed as a Playboy bunny yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yes, or the other day. Yesterday.
I was thinking way
yes,
back.
Yes, no. Like,
might be some fun.
Yesterday.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
I'm all ears.
She looked good, too.
Okay. Get our live.
live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, LBF made some promises about this dirty laundry here that I don't know. Let's see if you can keep a promise made as a promise kept.
But
you said something about Dolly Parton in a Playboy outfit.
Yeah.
Wow. I
dressed up like a Playboy bunny.
Okay.
Yesterday. Okay. Well, that's sweet, you know, what you do for love. But before I get to that reason, let's talk about why divorced couples should no longer work together. It's called the Sonny and Cher theory of post-divorce work.
Okay.
And this is interesting. Tarek El Moussa went off on his ex-wife, Christina Hack. They both still work on Flip or Flop. I forgot that.
Crazy.
He called her a washed-up loser and said his fiance, Heather Rae Young, is hotter and richer and that he's winning.
Wow.
This was because they were on set. No, there's no tape of it. But apparently he didn't like the way she or the crew members signaled to him that they were ready to begin shooting.
Ready to go. Oh, come on. Let's go. Yes.
Yeah.
Hop
not
to
cool.
it.
And then he just went off. He said he made her.
Wow.
And that he enjoys watching her fail. Apparently he's mad at her because she admitted that she smoked toad venom. So he's concerned for the kid's safety.
What is, what's the lesson here? What's the takeaway from these two working together, right, after a divorce?
No.
It's over.
It's done.
Mm-mm.
Ship has sailed.
No.
Bye-bye. See you
it's
later.
Uncomfortable to watch because
yeah.
you know they don't like each
right.
other.
Right. Exactly. So then that's
right?
it. Yeah, you like the shows like, you know.
Aren't they nice?
Hometown and
Magnolia.
What's her face?
Yeah. What's her face? I like them. You know, that's a good show.
Chip Gaines and Joanna Gaines.
Very pleasant.
Yes.
I like it when Garth Brooks stops by.
Me too.
Patricia.
And Jeffrey shows up with Ina
Garten. Jeffrey, after he has
but
to go get the groceries.
You don't want the ex-husband walking
no,
in.
Stupid.
Like, why is he here?
Wrap
that's
it
what
up.
We all say when the ex-husband walks in. A bunch of girls are like, what's he doing here?
Yeah, right. So, well, they asked the question. Flip or flop?
Yeah.
We say flop.
Flop.
It's done.
Okay, Paulina Kourskova.
Rick Ocasek's ex-wife.
Aaron Sorkin, they were dating. Mm-hmm. They're done. They split up. Just wanted to let you know. Tom Brady's hair made a debut at the White House yesterday.
What's going on there?
Because they won the Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't understand it.
There's something happening with his hair. It's bigger than ever.
It is bigger than ever. It's
he's
it's
in
not,
Florida now.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? It just everything just grows?
And
is it humidity?
Yeah.
What happened?
Bigger can be better, but speaking of bigger is better, why was Dolly Parton put on a Playboy bunny outfit? Because it was her husband Carl's 79th birthday. Here's what she had to say about it.
Wow, Carl.
You're probably wondering why I'm dressed like this. Well, it's for my husband's birthday. Remember some time back I said I was going to pose on Playboy magazine when I was 75? Well, I'm 75 and they don't have a magazine anymore.
Nope.
But my husband always loved the original cover of Playboy, so I was trying to think of something to do to make him happy. He still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years.
Wow.
And I'm not going to try to talk him out of that. What I did for his birthday, I did a little photo shoot. I had a cover made of the new Dolly. Anyway, I'm going to surprise him, going in singing to him in my little bunny suit. So what do you think? You think Playboy ought to pay me for at least a photo shoot?
I think so, too. She looked great. She's adorable.
Cool thing to do.
What a fun
What thing. Wife wouldn't do that, right?
This wife.
Huh?
I wouldn't dress up in a bunny outfit and pose in a picture for Dave Falcone.
No.
No. What are you? Have we met?
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't.
Because. Yeah. Right. I mean, a bunny outfit and high heels. I mean, wait, haven't you ever seen that movie?
Which one?
A Bunny's Tale?
No, I don't think
bunny
so.
Bunny Marie?
No.
Oh, my God. It was a made-for-TV movie about Gloria Steinem infiltrating.
That was right. Oh, infiltrating.
It was with.
Yeah, her undercover.
What's the name of that actress who was on Cheers? She's a Scientologist.
Yeah, Christy.
Christy Alley. Yeah, Christy yeah. Alley. Christy yeah. Alley.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley. Yeah, Kirstie. Bunny Marie.
Yeah. Huh, so that's a hard no, huh?
That's a hard no.
Okay, well, there you go. Dave will have other dreams come true then. not that one.
Maybe I'll send him the clip of Dolly Parton.
Good, that,
will
that's
that
just,
do?
That's the start. That's very good. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning, 6:57, July 21st. Boy, this month is flying by. 3 quarters done already. Not good. But anyway, we're going to make the most of it. We'll see what's going on. Here's LBF with the latest.
Okay, it's 67 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. Governor Charlie Baker is urging the state legislature to distribute federal coronavirus relief funds quickly. He says the money can be used to address substance abuse, housing and workforce development and other priorities. Former New Bedford Police Union Treasurer Joshua Fernandez is agreeing to plead guilty to charges related to the theft of union funds. He used nearly $50,000 in union funds for vacations and personal expenses. And the top Republican in the Senate is warning about what might happen if more people don't get a COVID vaccine. Mitch McConnell fears this fall could be just as bad as last year. His plea comes after the CDC said this is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. In sports, last night's game between the Sox and the Blue Jays was postponed due to the thunderstorms in the Buffalo area. The Sox wrap up their series with the Blue Jays later tonight. The U.S. women's gymnastics team is moving out of the Olympic Village. They think it's safer to stay in a nearby hotel due to a surge in COVID cases. President Biden is paying tribute to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 5 months after they won the Super Bowl, signaling out Tom Brady with praise. And the Bucks are the NBA champions for the first time in 50 years, beating the Suns 105-98. That's exciting. Weather today, scattered thunderstorms during the morning, more widespread this afternoon, a high of 84. Coming up at 8:40's Dirty Laundry, Dolly busts out for a birthday present.
It's a nice gift.
It is a
nice of her
gift.
To do that.
Good idea for some people. Some people.
Some people. She can pull it off.
She sure did.
Oh, boy.
I bet she did.
I bet he did. All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Name that movie!
Yay! It's a brand new game with an old theme. Name that movie. That's what we're going to play. All right, here's how it's going to work. We got two players on the phone. Let's say good morning to them. We'll start with Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa, where are you from?
Maynard.
And what do you do?
I'm a nurse at the VA hospital.
Nurse at the VA hospital. What's your favorite movie, Melissa?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh,
nice good one.
All right, let's say hi to Cameron from Worcester. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
Cameron, what do you do?
I'm a systems engineer at the Alakai Technologies.
Okay. What is your favorite movie, Cameron?
My favorite movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
All right, you guys are. This is going to be good.
Okay.
Feel free to trash talk each other. Okay. Well, it's fine. You know, feel free. All right, here's how it's going to work. Cameron and Melissa, I'm going to play a theme from a movie clip, and whoever knows it first, just shout out the title of the movie. LBF will keep score. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You ready,
yep.
Guys? Here is your first. Movie clip. Whoever knows it first, yell it out. Here we go.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Anybody?
Good Will Hunting.
Cameron? Any guesses?
No.
All right.
Oh, boy.
No. That's Spinal Tap. All right.
Okay.
Number two, guys. Number two. Here we go. Listen closely.
We got called to school last year because Taylor was kissing all the boys.
Tap. All right.
Okay.
Number two, guys. Number two. Here we go. Listen closely.
We got called to school last year because Taylor was kissing all the boys. Justin keeps ramming things with his head.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Parenthood.
That's it. I heard right. Melissa. You got it. Good job.
Nice job.
Okay. Movie number three, guys.
I've never seen purple underwear before.
Anybody?
16 candles.
16 candles. Cameron, any guesses?
Can't even hear it.
All right, do one more time.
I've never seen purple underwear before.
All right, we're moving on. Back to the Future. All right, back here. Yeah, here. All right, here's the next one. Listen closely, guys.
You're a Neo Maxi Zoom dweeby.
Breakfast Club.
You got it. All right, Melissa. All right, here we go. Come on, Cameron. You got to get in the game. Here we go. Listen. Why can't you hear it?
I don't know. It's just choppy on my end.
Try it. Here we go.
Why not just shoot my buddy, take his job, give it to his sworn enemy, hike up gas prices, bomb a village, club a baby seal, hit the hash pipe, and join the National Guard?
Guys?
Oh my God.
Come on.
I can't think.
All right. LBF, what is it?
Goodwill Hunting.
Come on.
Call yourself a Massachusetts resident.
All right. All right, we're doing the best of seven. Come on, Cameron. You have a shot to tie it with two. Here we go.
This is the single worst day of my entire life.
All right.
15 candles.
You are correct.
You got it, Melissa. All right. And just to wrap it up, the last one. Here we go. Come on, Cameron.
I'm Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, thank you, sir.
All right, well, we'll give it a time.
All right.
I mean, his name is Cameron.
I know, right? Exactly.
Final score, LBF.
3-0. Well, actually, 3-1.
Give him one. 3-1, Cameron. All right, Cameron, sorry, buddy. Not your day.
Oh, good.
All right. Have a great day. Here you go. All right. Melissa, good job. You're the winner today. Brian, what do we have for Melissa?
We have two movie passes for Fandango.com. You can pick your movie and go to the theater. It's a $40 value.
How about that?
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
You did a good job. Really good job right there. I love it. Next time we play, name that movie. Be ready to play, boy. Because it was so good, right?
Right, that was fun.
Melissa
loved it.
Enjoyed it. That's so right. Fun. All right, Melissa, you have a great day at the, and we like what you do. You're a nurse at the VA. That's awesome stuff. Thank you for doing that. As they say, thank you for your service.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that was fun, right?
Yeah, I loved it.
It's harder than you think because it's just so quick.
It is, but it just makes me feel better about not being asked to the prom because I know all those movies.
Is that
I was
why?
At
okay,
home.
Got it. Yep. I think you knew
I'm
all seven.
Go lie down on the couch now.
Did you know all seven of those?
I knew them all.
All of them. There you go. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob LBF from Brian. Scattered thunderstorms during the morning and then more widespread. This afternoon, I laughed because I was supposed to have my first sail lesson.
Yeah.
On a two-mast hull. So, see how that goes.
You'll learn a lot.
It's going to be breezy.
Just sail away.
I'll put some Christopher Cross on.
Yes.
Here we go. Anyway, 63 tonight. Thunderstorms possible again. Sunny tomorrow and a high 80. So, there you go. It gets better as we go on. It is... 69 right now in Boston. And do you guys see these petty reasons people have rejected someone?
Yeah. What do you got?
Apparently the dating world is popping back to life now that your COVID is waning, at least we like to think.
Yeah.
So people are out in the dating world again. And someone came up with a list of the pettiest reason they've dumped somebody.
Okay.
Would you like to hear a few?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. He dropped something and said, whoopsie. She couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd marry somebody who did that. Okay. That's hilarious.
Every time I asked what she would like to do, it was an annoying, I don't know.
Okay.
Dumped.
Yeah. That's legit.
Yeah. He refused to eat any kind of vegetables at the age of 25. She couldn't take it anymore.
Yes. Well, he won't be around long. That's the good news.
He didn't use pillowcases.
What?
Yeah.
That's a...
He didn't use pillowcases.
That's a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
He owned them. Yuck. He just didn't put them on.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's bad
just
look.
That's bad.
Mm-mm. She, you wouldn't like this one. She had a live, love, laugh sign on her living room wall.
Bye.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Gone.
Bye.
You don't like that.
Uh-uh.
What do you say?
Don't tell me what to do.
There it
That's the sign I have in
I know.
My house. That's it.
Okay. He held his knife like a pen whilst cutting his food.
A little weird.
That's weird.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I think it's not break-upable.
Yeah. She had the same name as my mom. He couldn't. That's petty.
Yeah. No. No, that's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Scream out your mother's name.
Ew! What are you screaming out your mother's name for?
Now I get it.
I don't know.
I get it.
Gross.
Oh, man.
I always think of that because I know a lot of people who are married to somebody and their sister's name is that.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, ew.
Scream your mother's name. Brian, that is funny. Nope. I like that. Kathleen.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Brian. That's your mom's name, isn't it?
My mother.
Terrible.
That's
okay.
So gross.
I didn't think of that. You crazy. All right.
Oh,
let's take a left here, guys. Jake's on the phone. He's in trouble. Okay? Jake is in trouble. Because his wife's friend's always talking about losing weight, but doesn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
He thought it'd be a swell idea to coach her up a little bit.
Oh, can I coach you?
Can I coach you?
Oh.
And they're not talking. Okay. All right. So why you should never try to coach your friends about dieting when they don't think they need one.
Okay.
That's coming up in 10 minutes. Brian, how are the roads at 726?
All right. Check your ride. Brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. And we have that off-ramp closed still, 495 northbound, right at Route 20, exit 63. The crash is on the ramp for Route 20 eastbound because of an overturned tractor trailer that happened this morning. Tewksbury, we have a crash in the breakdown lane, 495 northbound. By exit 94, Route 133. And we have a crash report at 93 southbound before you get to 128 in Woburn. And then, of course, that Roosevelt Circle problem, 93 southbound. The two right lanes are still closed and the breakdown lane is closed. They're working on that bridge. You're backed up to Route 28 there for that emergency bridge work. Lever connector's jammed. Loop ramp from the Tobin is jammed right into the lever connector. We have a crash that just cleared out. Bike westbound before you get to the South Station, 93 north and south exit. You're still stop and go back to Logan Airport, though. And then the expressway, East Milton Square up to Columbia Road is stop and go. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Hey, Marie. You there?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it's okay if a guy wants to scream out his mother's name, as long as he doesn't go, Mom!
No, that's... Yeah, that's going to be a dumpable offense there,
yeah,
Marie.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I think...
So what happened? He screamed, Mom. Oh, all right. Well, I understand.
Good stuff, Marie.
Thanks, Marie.
Oh, boy. You can say mother, just not mom.
Mother's even... Oh, that's very Anthony Perkins of you. Mother!
Just as another... No, never mind. I'm stopping right there.
The ROR Morning Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Jake, who says he's in trouble. All right, Jake.
Morning, guys.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm in trouble. My wife's friends, she's always talking about her weight. She's crying about it all the time. She can't fit into her jeans. She talks about COVID-19 as in pounds.
19 yeah. pounds. Okay. Yep. It's been rough.
Yeah. I mean, this rough. Has been yeah. going on for years, though.
Okay. All right.
She's always ordering the meatloaf or cake or the loaded nachos and then, you know, complains about her weight and never does anything about it.
Okay.
Right. So, I hear you.
This is your yeah. wife's friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys go out a lot together, and you, if you've noticed this.
Yeah,
has your wife noticed this as well?
Yeah, that she does, and she knows, but she just never says anything. She doesn't want to stir anything up.
Right,
okay,
right.
Well, she's a good friend.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah,
friend.
Yeah, yeah, she's smart. So what happened?
So we're out at a bar, and she's crying about not fitting into all the latest styles. And then she orders the cheese fries and a burger with bacon.
Oh, my God.
You had me at cheese fries.
And that's what I finally snapped.
Wow. You snapped?
I snapped. I just looked at her, and I said, Elaine, have you ever heard of a salad?
Oh, my oh. God.
Yeah, it is a fan. It is a fan.
Oh, my God.
She stormed off. Her husband, he was livid. And, well, my wife's disgusted with me.
Yeah, I wonder why. You tried.
Yeah, why am I the jerk for telling the truth? I mean, I didn't do anything but tell the truth, and I think she needed to hear it, to be honest. I needed to say it.
Wow, Jake. Jake.
Yeah.
It was harsh.
It was harsh.
And that was it. Mic drop, end of dinner?
Pretty much. That wrapped it up.
Oh, yeah. She took it to go, though, I bet.
She did take the burger.
We don't know this. Please.
What's wrong with you?
So things at home are a little chilly?
Ooh.
To say the least.
Okay.
The couch is not a good place to end up.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I've had those scenarios where my wife would say to me, you don't have to be the one.
Yeah.
Why did you have to say it?
Yeah.
You know, like that time the girl put too many M's in her tomorrow tattoo.
I find myself saying that to you, too. So it must be a thing. Yeah.
Somebody asked me.
But I see your point where you're like, listen, this woman is not changing her behavior and everyone's letting her get away with it.
Right.
I just finally said, this is what you need to do.
And I'm the bad guy now, though. Yeah. You know, for telling the truth.
Killing the messenger.
All right, Jake. So, yeah, like I said, things at home haven't been so great
well,
since
you guys
then.
Can help me out. So.
Well, we'll see if we can.
Yeah.
Your wife's not happy. Your friend is bye-bye. Did Jake go
to... She lost her appetite.
All right. Should Jake have zipped it, or was it one of those things, if you're truly friends...
Yeah.
And you probably... Jake, you said it kind of jokingly, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it sounded... Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
just
hey.
Playful. Wow. All
sad.
Right. Let's see if we can help Jake out. Yeah. You are on the hot seat. Should he stay there? Or is Jake just a friend is a little too honest?
Yeah.
Okay. 888-410-1057. I don't know about you guys today. For lunch, salad.
How about that cheeseburger salad up at the casino?
That is really good.
Hybrid
two
model.
Birds, one stone.
Yeah.
Jake, stay tuned. You're going to hear all kinds of opinions today, and maybe it's some you can use, or maybe that seat just stays hot. Stay tuned. Okay, Jake?
Thank you.
I think he just, after a while, stopped. You know, he didn't want to hear anymore about... How, you know, I got to lose weight. I got to do this. I've gained 19 pounds. And then
everybody has a friend who perseverates on the one thing and never changes it.
Yeah.
You put up with it or you snap.
Yeah. So, but are you ever in that situation? Think about that where you're like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Okay. Let's take some calls. 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can get Jake out of the doghouse. His wife is, like I said, it's a little chilly in the house. And that's saying something these days, okay? 888-410-1057. Morning Courts in session. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Take me home tonight. That's what I think Jake should have done with his meal. Just take home, go. In case you missed it, he was having dinner with friends, with his wife's friend in particular. Always complaining about her weight. She's talks about her COVID-19 is in 19 pounds. And anyway, he told her to try the salad. She was not happy.
Yeah, that's
not And they're not
great.
Talking. So, John, what should Jake do, if anything? Was he just being brutally honest or too brutal? What do you say?
So, yeah, it's going to be he needs to probably take a few steps back and just help her understand that if she really wants to make a change, then she should just try to first take a few steps in moving in the right direction, seek out maybe some help. For example, I'm a nutritionist. I've been working in the field now for about 20 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, take this a few steps at a time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely commend him for, you know.
Well, we have a nutritionist on the phone.
Yeah, so.
So we can ask, you know, should she have the salad, right? I mean, that's nutritious. I'm sure that's what you'd have recommended, John.
Yeah, it definitely is, you know, more of a healthier option than cheese fries, for sure.
Yeah.
However,
they're so delicious,
you know,
though.
All of this is about how to, you know, bridge the subject in a way that she's going to receive it, you know, not just be a slap in the face.
Yeah, you're
right.
You
need to have her be open to the messaging.
Never say
marketing 101.
Try the salad. It's not the way.
Exactly.
No,
you don't see that on a billboard.
Hey, John. No, that's good stuff.
I mean, just
John, hang on a second.
Know, like, you just, know, your inner corner. You know, I want you to, you know, see the results. Wow. You know, but at the same time, like, I'm your friend, and I don't want you to get offended by all this.
Yeah. I don't know if Jake has it in him, but I'd like what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a little rough around the
Someone
edge.
Someone does. Right.
Thank you, John. All right. Let's see what we got here.
Brady.
Brady? Well, not that Brady. But anyway, all right. Brady, what do you say?
I think Jake nailed it. He got her to walk away from a bacon burger and cheese fries. It's the first step.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you know, not untrue. Not untrue.
All right, now you can go to your sensitivity training class.
Yeah, thanks, Brady. See you later.
I'm on my way now.
All right.
Hold the bacon. All right, Dina, what do you say to our guy Jake this morning?
I say to Jake, I totally understand where he's coming from in a way, because I'm probably the person who does that same thing, complains about our weight, and then does very little about it.
Mm.
But my message to Jake is, as well-intended as he might have been, or tired of hearing her complain about her weight, a big portion of the message is the delivery, and it's also who the messenger is.
Yeah.
So my thing is that I get his point, but it may not have been the right time, and he may not have been the right messenger.
He doesn't
so
sound it.
Someone who could do it with compassion.
He doesn't sound sort of it, does say, he?
You know, a little rough.
He's rough around the edges.
Yeah.
So
it probably didn't come out the way he thought it'd be a fun, lighthearted thing.
Sure, it sounded much funnier
exactly.
in his head.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Good point,
and,
Dina.
You know what I mean? And probably well-intended and probably just a little apology of like, hey, maybe I shouldn't have said it quite like that or then.
Yeah.
Would carry a long way. But the message does need to be had for someone who needs to hear it. But not the right place or maybe the right way to say it.
There it is. Thank you, Dina. So he's not a bad guy, just a bad messenger.
Yes.
No, probably sick of hearing the person complain about their weight.
Yeah.
Don't. And making bad choices because we're not helping ourselves.
So,
and I feel for the girl, but that would be my take.
Thank you, Dina. You have a great day.
Hey, you too. Love you guys.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Oh, thanks.
Bye. Yeah, it's what there you go. Thank you. It's one thing to say to somebody in honesty if you know, they're asking for it, right? Or if something needs to be said, such as if my fly's down, tell me.
Right.
If I've got spinach in my teeth, you tell me.
But
right.
My friend Melissa has a great saying.
Okay.
When she's about to break some bad news.
Okay.
She says, honest feedback if you're ready.
Oh.
And then I say, I'm not ready.
And then she tells you anyway.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. 7:56. Hey, we heard Hall & Oates earlier.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
We got their tickets coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, we had some technical difficulties playing Super Smart at our usual slot of 8:05. So Joanne from Hull joins us to play again. All right, Joanne, you there?
I am.
Hey,
nice.
Boy, Bezos was glad he didn't have any issues like this yesterday, huh?
For sure.
Right? All systems go. All right, so Joanne, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I work in Hull for Zen Habitats, which is the best reptile enclosure company around. And I am also a bartender at the Nantasket Beach Saltwater Club.
Wow, wait. You design houses for reptiles?
Correct.
You must have designed my ex-boyfriend's house because he's a snake.
Oh, right. Okay. LBF, I thought you'd be more excited.
Sorry.
She's a bartender. I thought that's right.
I was distracted.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that's awesome. When do you attend bar?
Periodically when I fill in and just have a good time with my friends at the club.
I love it.
Nice.
Okay.
I love it. We'll have to go visit.
Well, all right, Joey. Very interesting. Okay. Let's see if we can get you $1,000 if you're super smart. You know how this works. Get all 10 right. That's what you're going to get. And don't forget, if you're not sure, say pass. If there's time, we'll get back to it. All right, Joanne, you're ready?
I am ready.
Here we go.
What is 2 plus 7?
9.
Who won the NBA Finals?
Milwaukee.
In Disney's Snow White, what kind of poisoned fruit did the evil queen try to give Snow White?
Apple.
What is the only continent without any honeybees?
Pass.
What character doled out psychiatric advice in the Peanuts cartoons?
Lucy.
Which 1980s song includes the lyric, "Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood"?
Pass.
What is Bridget Jones' home city?
London.
What movie features the line, "You had me at hello"?
Pass.
Who is the fastest mouse in all of Mexico?
Pass.
What is the Canadian dollar coin called?
Ooh, pass.
What's the only continent without any honeybees?
Ah!
Oh.
What a disaster.
No, it wasn't a disaster.
Joanne, you passed a lot. You got 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
50% is okay.
We call that not half bad.
Right.
Okay? Actually, it is half bad. But anyway.
All right. What's the only continent without any honeybees? Antarctica. Which 80s song includes the lyrics, "Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood"?
Oh, dying Thriller.
Thriller. Yeah. What movie features the line, "You had me at hello"? Jerry Maguire.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the fastest mouse in all of Mexico? Speedy Gonzalez.
She knows him now. She's just not fast enough.
I know. What
Space Jam?
Yeah,
one.
Speedy is. Well,
what is the Canadian dollar coin called? It's called a loonie.
A loonie.
Ooh, I wouldn't have got that one.
No. Well, you listen. It's just funny. You knew all those after. That's the way it works. With the pressure off, but you still won a great prize. Listen, you got a pair of tickets to see Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall, John Oates at Xfinity Center. That's August 5th. Yeah. Who are you going to take with you, Joanne?
Ooh, I have a lot of people. I'm going to have to figure that out. But probably my husband of 30 years.
Okay. Wow. He's in the running.
Nice to know. He has a chance. Okay.
Such a theme here. All the wives are like, maybe my husband, but who knows?
Yeah. You know what? Husbands never say that. They know the right answer. My wife. Okay. Hey, Joanne from Hall, thank you for playing. Enjoy Hall & Oates, okay? And we thank you
so much.
Thank you for listening, too. We do appreciate it. Okay, everybody. Bye, Joanne.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very nice. Hey, if you want to play Super Smart, do what Joanne did. She signed up at WROR.com, took a shot, $1,000.
That's right.
Right? And while you're there, play the home version of the game.
Play, slay, and then we'll pay.
That's it. Perfect. Okay. hey, she just won Hall & Oates tickets. You can, too. 940, 950. We're going to give you the cue to call for tickets to Hall & Oates. They're at Xfinity Center. You can win them 940, 950 when you hear the cue to call. It's coming up. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, morning court's in session. We heard from Jake. He's in the doghouse. And this isn't Jake from State Farm.
No.
He wishes. It's Jake who probably shouldn't have said what he said to his wife's friend. Regardless, here's what he had to say.
So we're out at a bar, and she's crying about not fitting into all the latest styles. And then she orders the cheese fries and a burger with bacon. And that's when I finally snapped. I just looked at her, and I said, Elaine, have you ever heard of a salad? Yeah, it is a fan. She stormed off. Her husband, he was livid. And, well, my wife disgusted with me.
And Jake is in the doghouse.
Yep.
And no one's letting that dog out, okay? Who let the dogs out?
No one.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Okay. All right, Joanne, get Jake out of the doghouse, please. What do you say?
Well, it wasn't Jake's call to make. So that's where the problem is, of course. But he fat-shamed her, which is totally wrong. She doesn't feel good about herself. She kind of fat-shames herself in her jokes, you know, because mm-hmm. that's how she deals with it. Mm-hmm. But men are fixers. They don't want to hear a problem more than once or twice. They want to give you a solution, right? Isn't yes. that how men think?
Wow. Yep. So, indeed.
So I think to find resolution with this, of course, the three of them have to, maybe the other husband,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, the husband,
not
too.
Not so important.
Yeah.
But they need to sit down together, and he needs to tell her where he came from. And he needs to apologize for sure, you know. Okay. Because nobody knows better than her that she has a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You just don't say that. You just don't say those things, right?
No, you
right.
don't.
You
no,
can't.
You don't.
That's not
no.
your call.
If
anybody could have said it, it would be the you know, the wife to her as a friend in private. You know, like,
if
let
that.
Me help you.
If that.
You know,
yeah.
if that. Right.
Okay.
If it's a good friend.
I like your theory, though, Joe. Men are fixers.
They try to fix.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, where it goes wrong. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Thank you, Joe.
Successfully.
thank you, Joanne.
It's taken me 64 years to understand that.
Well, yeah. The Beatles sang about that, too.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joanne. You too. Bye.
Yeah.
Jason, what do you say is the best way to fix Jake's problem?
Well, first of all, I think that any time you have a dinner conversation with friends, you know, and let's say the girl brings it up that, oh, I'm fat and I need to lose weight. Well, you don't need to really necessarily bring that out in front of everybody and then order all that stuff. I mean, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, have you tried squeeze.com lately? But
oh, yeah, look at you. Somebody listens.
But you know, I wouldn't blurt that out loud either.
All
you know,
right.
And I would say, you know, honey, I'm sorry,
honey?
I blurted it out without thinking. So
yeah, all right,
that's
Jason.
What I would say.
Gotcha, honey. I blurted that out.
Yeah.
Right.
Get me the honey.
Yeah, no, pass that. All right, we'll go to Al. Al, what do you say?
My suggestion to Jake is the damage is done. If you want to try and save your relationship with the friend and your wife, make an honest amends. You know, go to the, she didn't ask for your opinion. Suck it up, do your part, go make amends, and don't do it again.
Al says, don't do it again.
All right, yeah. All right.
Maybe take him out to dinner.
Oh. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
great. Let me buy you dinner,
yeah,
whatever you want.
Yeah.
Boy, she'd love that.
You know, food addiction is similar to many other addictions.
Okay.
Right, true.
I was wondering where you were going with that 12-step solution.
All
okay,
right.
Thanks,
all
Al.
Thank you.
You too, bye now. It was Al said he wanted to talk about a 12-step solution. So the first step is saying sorry, I suppose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then order whatever she wants. Kathy, what do you say?
Well, what I say is Jake should just lay low, let this whole situation die out, keep as quiet as possible, do not apologize. She put him in a situation where he, I understand, literally couldn't take it anymore. I think that she was really crying out, looking for help and advice. Probably she's never had to diet, she never had a weight problem, she could eat like that her whole life.
You know what,
and
Kathy?
Now,
I see what you're saying. It could be like shock therapy, where
yeah.
you just,
she
she's so
what's
shocked.
What's going to happen is,
right.
she might end up, you know, maybe apologizing to him for putting him and his wife and even her own husband in an uncomfortable situation, and she might end up possibly thanking him in the long run. It might take a while, but she could get over the shock. But if she's never dieted and could eat anything, I've always had a weight problem, and I know just the calories he said from that one meal she was eating was probably over 3,200.
Yeah. Boy, when they put calories on the menu, that changed everything.
It was a game changer.
Wasn't it for everyone?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Thank you, Kathy.
But maybe...
maybe she owes him an apology,
right.
is what I
she
think
She owes
Kathy
him
said.
An apology because it's a very uncomfortable thing to discuss something so personal as a weight. But I think she was crying out looking for help and advice, but didn't know how to go about it.
Yeah.
All right. Kathy. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Imagine that conversation. Jake says, yeah, you owe me an apology.
Oh, my God.
For not taking my advice, you know, so...
I'm not sure that's...
that's probably not going to happen. We don't recommend that, Jake. Let it be a learning lesson is all I can say to Jake. Just look down at the menu, order what you want, and don't worry about anybody else.
That's right.
All right.
Cheese fries for everybody.
Well, okay. That's that gives you, you know, peace of mind, and that's fine with me. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 836. It's Bob, LDF, and Brian with Boston. Peace of mind. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, listen for Hall & Oates tickets. The free ticket frenzy continues. Right now, though, LBF's got a story about Dolly Parton that could be eye-popping.
It's very eye-popping, but only for one person.
That's right.
Oh, well. But before we get to that, I just want to mention, kind of sadly, today is Robin Williams' birthday. He would have been 70 today.
Today would have been 70?
Yes. Ah. He died in 2014 at the age of 63. He was suffering from Lewy body dementia.
What is that?
It's a type of dementia. I mean, you know, it's not Alzheimer's, but it's fast-moving, and it's really... you know.
And he didn't want to deal with it. I mean, frankly, that's what it was, right?
I guess, but I had read that it was one of those things, well, did the Lewy body dementia cause him to have suicidal thoughts, or was it an active, sort of, I didn't want to live with this anymore?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was
would have been 70.
70. What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Oh, I Doubtfire. Come on.
Oh!
Tour de Force.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not mine.
I love that movie. Watch it anytime. It still makes you laugh.
I know. He's great at making you laugh.
Fruiting.
But he was in a really depressing movie, too, called Awakening.
I saw that.
And
oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And you'll cry and
I know.
Cry.
De Niro, right?
Yes.
I don't want to give the ending away.
Don't.
Goodwill Hunting, Hook.
Goodwill
Hunting.
Yeah.
You know me. I like the ones
Brian.
That make you ball.
He was good in Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah. It's not your fault.
And not a shabby Boston accent.
Not your fault.
He had a lot of hair in his arms.
Yeah, he's a hairy arm guy.
Yes, he really was. Anyway, everywhere, rest in peace,
just,
Robin.
Yeah, geez.
We're sensitive people.
Yeah, oh boy.
Anywho, speaking of insensitive, Tarek El Moussa went off on his ex-wife and co-star, Christina Hack, on their HGTV show, Flip or Flop. He was annoyed because I don't know why they're still making the show together. I mean, they just do not get along.
Agreed.
Apparently, he didn't like the way she or the crew members signaled to him that they were ready to begin shooting. Maybe they whistled or something.
Yeah.
I bet they used a finger.
Right. Yeah. He flipped.
Hey, you.
He didn't flop. He flipped, and he said he made her, and she's a washed-up loser, and that he enjoys watching her fail. And then he compared it to his fiance Heather Rae Young, saying Heather's hotter and richer. And then he said, "Look at me. It's called winning. The world knows you're crazy."
So okay, they're
that's
done.
Guy, that's not a good.
They're done. Right now, we can. It's
Sonny
awkward.
And Cher, Book of Work. When you divorce, shut it down.
Shut the show down.
Yep.
Done. Okay.
And finally, Dolly Parton. In a sweet little effort to celebrate her husband, I think of more than 50 years, Carl's 79th birthday. He's never really been photographed, by the way.
No.
Never, anyway. She put on a Playboy bunny outfit, you know, the whole thing with the ears and everything, to sort of recreate her Playboy bunny look back in the 80s.
Okay.
And this is what she had to say about it.
You're probably wondering why I'm dressed like this. Well, it's for my husband's birthday. Remember some time back I said I was going to pose on the Playboy magazine when I was 75? Well, I'm 75 and they don't have a magazine anymore. But my husband always loved the original cover of Playboy. So I was trying to think of something to do to make him happy. He still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years.
57.
And I'm not going to try to talk him out of that. What I did for his birthday, I did a little photo shoot. I had a cover made of the new Dolly. Anyway, I'm going to surprise him, going in singing to him in my little bunny suit. So what do you think? You think Playboy ought to pay me for at least a photo shoot? Mm-hmm. I do.
She is a national treasure.
How'd she look?
She looked great. Mm-hmm. She's Dolly Parton. Yeah. She can't look bad. It's all fake, but it's okay.
I mean, from the hair
down to the toes, I swear. It's what does she always say? It takes a lot of money to look this cheap.
Yep.
And I said she said that.
I think her husband, Carl, probably enjoyed the show.
I'm sure he did.
Right.
79.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
They weren't fighting like those flipping floppers.
Nope.
Didn't say I made you.
Nope.
No way.
Don't. What
somebody
would Dolly
else made
do?
Dolly.
That's what you got to ask yourself. Put
flopping.
On a little bunny outfit and hop on over to her cute husband.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I'm sure you don't.
Okay. Anyway.
You've been warned, Carolyn.
She's got a long way to go to be 75.
No.
Not too bad. Okay. 105.7 WROR 80s and more. It's Bob LBF and Brian. You better start the fire. You want some hot dogs?
Oh, yeah.
It's National Hot Dog Day.
Exciting.
I might go for it. Although, I haven't had a hot dog in a while. A little salty.
Oh, come on. Just go for it. Get yourself a nice little, you know, low salt one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, tighten up that wedding ring. Come
on. That's true. It's, I can move it.
A lot of water.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that. This is interesting. Here's a woman talking about hot dogs and how 75% of people do this with their hot dog. And that is, they put the condiments in the bun first.
Okay.
So you have a naked hot dog lying on a bed of condiments.
Yep. So then you can say,
yeah,
when you order a hot dog, I like my hot dog like I like my men, naked on a bed of condiments.
That is really weird.
That is weird.
I'm doing it this weekend.
Oh, get ready, Dave.
Dave, naked on a bed of condiments.
I mean.
Here she is. Check out this this little hot dog hack, okay?
Dress the dog, not a bun.
Yeah.
Wet condiments like mustard and chili are applied first, followed by chunky condiments like relish, onions, and sauerkraut, followed by shredded cheese, followed by spices like celery salt or pepper. And perhaps the cardinal rule, never, ever put ketchup on a hot dog after the age of 18. Mm-hmm. We all have to grow up sometime. And besides, legend has it that within the city limits of Chicago, you could be arrested for such an offense.
Yeah.
Well, arrest me, because I have ketchup on my hot dog.
You still do?
Yeah. Yes, I have ketchup, I have mustard, I have relish. And if I have the opportunity, I have onions and I have sauerkraut.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a busy hot dog.
I'm a busy girl.
Wow.
Now, give me a kiss. Onions, sauerkraut. Wow.
I'm just saying that's the way I like it,
that's
all right?
A busy hot dog.
Well,
no, I like it like you like your men. Naked on a bed of condiments. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brian likes it the other way around. You like to put everything down.
Yeah, put it all
on
in
top
there
guy.
And then throw the dog on top.
So what'd you say, LBF?
Yeah.
He likes it on top.
No, I like it on. We like it on top.
No, we like it on. We don't like it.
I like the dog on top.
You like the dog?
Wow.
Okay. All right, I get it.
Okay. Poor Frankie.
Dog on top. I prefer. No, I just. We're going to stop.
Please, God. Please make
happy it. Hot dog.
Happy hot dog day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.